The big broadcast networks are rolling out their new fall shows right now. And how many do you count, Eric Deggans?
I count about 26 new shows debuting in the next few weeks.
26 new shows, and Eric has seen a lot of those already because he is, at least for the next few days, TV critic for the Tampa Bay Times. Next week he comes to NPR to be our television critic. As the great radio star Fred Allen once said, imitation is the sincerest form of television. Eric, I guess these shows are new, but they're not all that original.
Some of them, many of them, are not. In fact, the lifeblood of television, as you have noted, is often the spinoff. It's often the recreation. So one of the things that we're seeing, huge premiere just last night, Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. on ABC, their biggest drama premiere in 4 years, and it's essentially a spinoff of the Avengers movie, taking a character who actually died during the film and building a new show around these spy guys who try to track down super-powered humans in the real world. And if you look at the CW, which is kind of a network geared towards younger viewers, we have this show called The Tomorrow People that's based on a British show from the 70s about a bunch of young people with special powers. And I think we have a clip.
You're one of us. You're breaking out.
Your latent powers are starting to appear. Soon, you'll be able to do this.
Okay, put me down.
We're called Tomorrow People.
Teleporting in your sleep is just the beginning.
And of course, you know, because they're youthful and they're on the CW, their hidden superpower is that they're good looking. So
that's true here too, by the way. I was going to say you're one of us.
That whole thing about a face for a radio is just out the window here.
Eric, save us a little time. What rehash series don't we have to even bother watching?
Well, in that category, I would name Ironside, a remake of the old show from the 70s. You might remember Raymond Burr as a police officer who's stuck in a wheelchair. But this time we've got Blair Underwood in that title role. And it is so bad that even the ads sound like a bad Saturday Night Live parody. Let's check it out.
There's one thing I know. People do bad things. I'm everywhere, on top of everybody, working in every angle till I've got my facts. And when I know, without a doubt, that I may do bad things, too.
It's like I expect Danny Glover's character from Lethal Weapon to jump out and say, I'm too old for this stuff. It's crazy.
Well, there's nothing especially creative about television being uncreative. Unoriginal new shows have been around. The Office was a remake of a British show. Hawaii Five-O was a remake of an old American show. Why are there so many unoriginal new shows this year?
Well, I think one thing is it's a safer bet for network TV executives. If something does well overseas, there's a sense that they can do an American version of it, and the concept is already a proven commodity. Also, more and more these days, foreign income from foreign markets is important to the success of TV shows. So I think there's also a sense that if they can create an American version, then they might be able to sell it better overseas as a different version of something that's already worked.
I gather Michael J. Fox is coming back to television.
Now, Michael J. Fox, now this is a rehash that I can get behind. Michael J. Fox is starring in a sitcom that's centered on a character who has Parkinson's disease, just like he does in real life. This character is a New York TV anchor who had to quit work as soon as his symptoms started to show, and as he began to cope with his disease, he goes back to work because, frankly, his family can't stand it when he's home. And it's really funny, it's heartwarming, and it goes along also with this trend of family comedies that we're seeing this fall.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you for having me.
It's Eric Deggans of the Tampa Bay Times, and starting next week, he's going to be NPR's Eric Deggans.
We'll have more All Things Considered right after this.